This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, first name, Anacleto, A-N-A-L-C-E-T-O, date of birth, July 13, 1949, the date of evaluation, September 6, 2022, the referring physician, unknown period, the chief complaint pre-op, as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, the HPI. The patient is a 73-year-old male who suffered a fall from an 8-foot scaffolding on January 25, 2022, period. He injured the left shoulder and suffered head injuries, period. The patient reports that he was taken to Marin General Hospital but subsequently transferred to Fort Miley, where he was observed, period. He had noted ongoing left shoulder pain, period. Pain is described as dull and sharp, but depends on the type of movement, period. Pain is typically 4-5/10, period, but increases to 7/10 with certain movements, period. He has associated decreased range of motion, period. He reports that pain is non-radiating, period. He initially underwent physical therapy, but this worsened his pain. It was felt that he would require surgery, period. The patient was found to have an abnormal EKG, at which time he was referred for further evaluation. His past medical history includes diabetes, and hyperlipidemia, period. The medications, correction, past medical history, as noted above, also includes arthritis and vertigo. Past surgical history, left knee surgery, medication, Aleve 200 milligrams one daily, PRN, dexamethasone, mouthwash, next number, clobetasol for dry eyes. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. A brother has diabetes, otherwise unremarkable. The social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has had weight gain, skin, he reports dry skin, head, he reports trauma, fell off the scaffolding 8 feet high, subsequently hit his head on the floor, eyes, unremarkable, he wears glasses, ears, ago. Nose, he denies decreased smell or bleeding problems. Oral cavity, he has history of gum disease. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, no chest pain or apnea or PND. Gastrointestinal, he has nausea. Genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI, neurologic. He has dizziness, psychiatric, no nervousness, depression, or insomnia. Endocrine, he has diabetes. COVID-19 screening, he has had vaccine times two with one booster. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 143/81, pulse 65, respiratory rate 16, height 62.5 inches, weight 173 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam reveals decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation of the left shoulder, period. Range of motion is limited to approximately 65 degrees on abduction, period. He has severe tenderness, period. The impression, the patient is noted to have a point of care glucose of 325. He has untreated diabetes, period. He further has hypertension on current examination, period. He has abnormal ECG, period. The patient is otherwise asymptomatic from cardiovascular disease. ECG itself reveals a sinus bradycardia with a rate of 56 beats per minute. There is evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. As such, patient is currently not cleared for surgery. His glucose should be addressed, period. His blood pressure should further be addressed, period. The plan, I have started him on losartan 50 milligrams one daily. In addition, I have started him on Genumed 50/500 one BID for untreated diabetes, period. He is to follow up in this office within 2 weeks, period. Further clearance pending additional lab work. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.